The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Let's open up and talk a bit ourselves, right? Because I have, it's Mother's Day. I have two mothers on the line now, and both of them were single mothers. Neither of them really interested in getting married, but here they are today, both newlyweds, having got married under the COVID restrictions recently. Fionnuala McLaughlin and Ciara Boyle, good afternoon and congratulations to both of you.
Thanks very much. This is Fionnuala here.
Hi, Fionnuala. I'm glad you identified yourself there, Fionnuala. Okay, I know you. Ciara, do you want to identify yourself there?
Yeah, thanks, Brendan. Okay. It's great to be on the show.
Gotcha, Ciara. Okay, you're both very welcome. And you're both featuring in an RTE television programme, My Little Big Day, which is on tomorrow night. But more about that in a while. Will we start with the proposals? Ciara, I would say one thing that comes across in this show, Ciara, is that your husband, Brendan, and also Fionnuala's husband, Chris, they really do worship the ground the two of you walk on. So I presume, Ciara, was it a very big romantic proposal then from Brendan?
No, quite the opposite, Brendan, to be honest. As you've probably seen this show, it was I wasn't expecting it, you know, to be quite honest with you. I just thought it was just a normal dinner. But no, it wasn't. You know, I'm not going to get into it fully, but it was a hilarious proposal.
Oh no, you have to get into it now. So,
you know, we were going out for dinner. I was 6 months pregnant at the time, and he was adamant that I got an outfit or whatever, and I was kind of having a meltdown, saying, "There's nothing's fitting me. I look ridiculous," you know. So that was really it. We decided we'd go down, and I was driving, obviously, because I couldn't drink because I was pregnant. So we were heading down the road, and he says, "You wouldn't mind just stopping at this garage here?" And I said, "Yeah, no problem." So we stopped at the garage, and he lands back with a couple of bottles, and it is totally out of character for Brendan. Brendan doesn't normally drink. And so we were just going on the way down.
A few bottles for the road?
Yeah, for the road, okay. Yeah. And I was like, this is totally out of character here. What's going on? And I kept talking. I was like, what are you talking so much for? Like, so we got there anyway, and we just went in as normal. I didn't notice anything different. And we sat down. He was like, I really need a pint. Would you mind bringing me over a pint? And I was like, geez, there's something wrong with him. You know, and that was fine. And all of a sudden, it kind of just went quiet. And he says, "Here, take this." I was like, "Take what now?" He just hands me this ring. "Take it. Everybody's looking. Just take it."
So that's a beautiful moment, Ciara, that you will have to cherish for the rest of your life, right? He's a Donegal man.
He is, surely, yeah.
Yeah, so they're a romantic bunch. Fionnuala, how was your proposal? Was it nice?
Well, I don't have quite the same story. We go away to Strandhill sometimes, and we stay in a place called The Strand. Just love it. It's about a half an hour away from where I live here in Manor Hamilton. And I have a 21-year-old girl who lives in the house with me, so we sometimes would just go away for the weekend when Chris comes down. So we've been there numerous times before, so I had no reason to think that there was anything different, really, except Chris was going to the wardrobe and taking out his good jacket and stuff. But I thought, no, that's all right. He looks cool. And my brother came to the door, and Chris was trying to hide the good shirts and stuff with his overcoat, because my brother would probably have picked up on, Jesus, where are you going? But anyway, we headed off anyway, and we checked in, and we had dinner booked in the venue. It's a restaurant beside where we stay. And we've gone there, I think we were gone there once before. But we went to the Strand Bar, for anyone who knows Strand Hill.
Listen, you're giving a plug to every business in Strand Hill there. Fair play.
I'll get the freedom of Strand Hill by the time I'm finished. But anyway, we went in for a drink beforehand. Same similar story there as Ciara. And we ended up just chatting to two guys at the bar. And Chris was getting a little bit angsty. He was like, oh, dinner's like at 6:30. And he wouldn't normally be like that. And I was like, oh, it's okay. We'll be up there now in a few minutes. So anyway, I kind of thought, God, why is he rushing me? You know, I was quite happy where I was, and, you know, a couple of minutes later wouldn't have made too much difference, but we went up anyway, and we had the dinner, but he was like a cat on a hot tin roof. He was up and down like a yo-yo. So I was thinking, no, there's something going on here. And the next thing he went down, he did go down on the one knee. So it's just like, I didn't think I'd be overwhelmed because I don't move to tears that easily.
Yeah.
But I was completely. And actually, there was somebody who knew me. I'd done my training in Sligo, and there was a course I had done that this lady had taught on, and she came over to say hello just after the proposal, but she was totally unaware, I think, of the proposal. But she, I says, I'm just after getting engaged. So she had to bring her husband over and tell me how she got proposed to. She was at a game out.
Oh, no, I don't need her. I don't need her proposal stories. Yeah, there's enough just proposal stories. And like you were going to probably mention all the establishments involved in that one as well, right? Proposal stories. The thing is, Fionnuala, you never really thought you'd get married, did you?
Not really, no. I mean, obviously, when I was younger, it's something you assume. I didn't think one way or another. I just assumed I would because all my friends were getting married. And when that didn't happen in my 20s or 30s, you know, there was myself and Geordie, and life was good. You know, I was.
Geordie's your daughter.
Geordie's my daughter, yeah. And I had, you know, I live just up the road from where my home house is, and my brother lives down the road, and my other brother and sister-in-law live about 2 miles away. So I was quite, you know, happy trudging along with my life. You know, I was working away and, you know, wanting for nothing really, until I didn't realise, until Chris came along, just what it meant to have somebody in my life like him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
oh,
he changed
whoa.
It.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And had you been kind of on the dating scene or whatever before that much?
Not really. I suppose when Geordie was younger, like, I was just busy, you know, being her mammy and kind of working. And, you know, my parents, as I said, just lived down the road. So I was just busy with life.
Yeah.
So I didn't kind of consider it really until I was about 60, until she was 16. And then I kind of started getting out on the dating scene, but not in a big way, you know.
And listen, like, Chris does really worship the ground you walk on.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
They broke the mold in my eyes when they made him. Yeah,
yeah.
He's just
and
great.
So was
he
it kind of
really
love at first sight when you first met?
Well, probably not initially. You know, that wouldn't be. I kind of looked at the shirt he was wearing, and I, you know, I on a very superficial level, that makes me sound so bad.
What was wrong with the shirt?
It was a stripy shirt. It was a shirt that he since got rid of.
Yeah, I bet he has.
When I came along.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, in a serious note, no, probably about a couple of weeks later, he came to Sligo, and I think that's when I just thought, oh my God, he's just such a sound person, and, you know, we had so much in common.
Yeah. Kira, you weren't really planning on getting married either, were you?
No, definitely not. It wasn't on the top of my list. Now, I to be honest with you, I thought I'd never get married. I would have been the least likely to get married in the whole family, and I think everybody kind of understood that and accepted it. And
right.
I think it came as a huge shock to them when I finally said, I am, you know.
So Brendan must have.
It wouldn't have been.
Yeah, sorry. He must have made a big impact, so to get you to decide to ruin your perfectly good life by getting married, was he?
Well, no, I wouldn't say ruined it or anything like that, you know. I think it just, you know, there comes a point that, you know, you accept that, right, I'm never going to get married, and that's that, and you're going to be happy. But I think it just takes one person to come along and changes your whole mindset on things like that, you know. And that's exactly what he did, you know.
Wow, yeah. How did you meet him?
I actually met him. My car broke, so he came to the rescue and he fixed my car, and it kind of went from there, really. It wasn't, you know, we weren't out and about or anything like that. It was just a case of a broken car, really. And
okay, knight in shining armour. Yeah, okay.
Pretty much.
So, you guys are picking up good tips here. Don't wear a stripy shirt and then be handy with a car. You decided, okay, this is good, in-house mechanic. I'd stick with this guy. So listen then,
exactly.
the weddings, which is the focus. So Ciara, had you been planning a big wedding before COVID happened, or what was the gist of that?
Yeah, we initially planned it for June 2021, and it was going to be a typical Donegal wedding, huge, but obviously that didn't happen. It wasn't because of COVID. It didn't happen. You know, we had with my granddad and stuff. You know, he was quite ill, and out of all of the family, he was the most adamant to see me married, and that's what happened. That's exactly why we brought it forward to December. It wasn't, you know, COVID didn't have a huge impact on the date, but, it was for family reasons, and then that's why it was brought forward.
Okay, that's nice. And then in the meantime, you won a wedding competition to get married on the Cliffs of Moher.
We did, yeah. We were very lucky with it. With El Open in Ireland, they had a kind of competition going on, just to put it in for the crack, you know. You don't think you're going to ever hear of anything coming out of it, you know. And lo and behold, we did, you know, and we won it. So, you know, it did give us the opportunity to bring it forward and to kind of fulfill wishes.
Did your granddad get to go?
He unfortunately didn't. He was doing really well. Up until the Friday before the wedding, and he kind of took a turn for the worst, and you know, we were told that this is end of life, you know, and he didn't get going. He did pick up, you know, after it, but look, it was just the way it was, and we kind of had to, you know, take the moments as they were coming. And It was upsetting, and it was hard for us that he didn't get to it, you know, physically, but he was there with us every step of the way, mentally, you know, he was there in spirit as such.
Yeah, and look, he lived to see you get married and settle down, which is what he wanted for you.
That's exactly what he wanted, and he got to see that, so I think it's fantastic, you know, we couldn't have asked for anything more.
And listen, there is, on a kind of a side note, there's a footnote to this, that it was apt that you got married on the Cliffs of Moher, because that's where you and Brendan went on your first date. So what? He fixed
that's
the car
exactly
and he said,
it.
Come on to the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So the first place he brought me was the Cliffs of Moher, and then, lo and behold, we end up getting married in the Cliffs of Moher. It's surreal, really, to be honest, how it happened.
Yeah. Now, Fionnuala, did you put off your wedding because your sister was going to André Rieu?
She'd kill me. I shouldn't have said that, but she would have been my bridesmaid. I've only one sister, so she was one of my bridesmaids. So I had picked the 23rd of October, or we had picked, and then Marie had said, like, she had tickets for the night before, but that was pre-COVID, so none of us knew how it was going to be. None of it was going to be. So, and plus my two nieces, one of them being my godchild, was going to a wedding the next day. The two of them were going to a wedding the next day. So because we hadn't booked anything, it was easy enough to push it forward to the 14th of November.
Yeah, and listen, it's good to know what her priorities are anyway. So
Yeah, everyone knows now.
And then did COVID kind of affect your wedding plans then in the end?
They did, of course, yeah. Like, not in a really stressful way. I suppose when you get to our age, like, you just, number one, no more than care. I never thought I was going to be getting married. And when it was happening, I was just excited at the prospect of it. So I'm a bit of a tomboy, so I'm not one for the big dress shopping and going round. So that side of things didn't really affect me. I just ordered one online and got it altered. And then we hadn't booked a hotel because we wanted to do, because I live in Manor Hamilton, we have an awful lot of stuff here. So I was going to do the wedding here if I could. but our numbers would have been too big for our local restaurant. So I was looking at going to a hotel.
Yeah.
So we had talked to them, but we hadn't done anything. But I kind of put the cart before the horse and booked the honeymoon first.
That's the important bit. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so we had done that. So that was the thing that was scuppered for us. But look, it all worked out in the end. Sometimes the things that, you know, are planned to happen and don't happen, you know, a much nicer thing came out of it all. You know, we had such a personal day.
Yeah, tell us about your day.
Our day, up to about a week beforehand, I didn't know how we were going to feed our guests, because I was thinking we'd have to do shepherd's pie or a spaghetti bolognese or something and have it
minced in one of its forms, maybe a lasagna, yeah.
It's something that can just be, put into the oven and help yourself. But we ended up, there's a young lad up the road who does catering. So he provides a marquee as well. So that was the venue sorted. I was always going to get married in our local church because, Chris, he didn't mind, and it would have been important to me and important to my dad. So my mum passed away in August 2019, so I know she would have been looking down at us. So that was really special. And the lady who done the flowers lives in Manor Hamilton, and she also done the singing. And Grania, who lives down in Glen Farm, which is only about 5 miles down the road, she done the piano or the organ. And the photographer is a friend, and he lives in Manor Hamilton. RTE done the video.
That sounds great. You know, the way we talked about a meaningful Christmas, that sounds like a meaningful kind of wedding.
It was really meaningful because actually those are the things that would have been important to me, keep it local. I would be like that anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So actually COVID, you know, it's been so unbelievably hard for people. But I just took the positives where we could take the positives and just twisted it around and took control ourselves, you know.
And you even got through, you had the marquee in the garden, but there was a wind warning on the day of the wedding, I believe. Did the marquee stay down?
Well, in the morning, I was pretty relaxed. I was pretty chilled. Chris was staying in Manor Hamilton, just a mile in the road, so I was obviously at my own house. And then my best friend, Mead, came out in the morning. I was still in bed. It was 9 o'clock and I hadn't moved because I didn't have a hairdresser and my makeup, my niece, Cleaner, was doing my makeup. So they weren't coming down until about 9:30. So there was no rush on me to get up. So Niamh, little did I know, the first thing I done was pick up the phone and I saw Niamh sending pictures to our, I'm a nurse. So my friends that I trained with were quite a close group. So there was a WhatsApp group running all week pre the wedding and during the day of the wedding and for days afterwards. But anyway, Niamh had put up pictures of what the tent looked like to the girls, or the marquee, not the tent, the marquee. But the side of it was lifting, so I quickly got out of bed and went out, and Niamh was like, oh God, the corner of that marquee is lifting. I don't know what we do. So Joe, my brother, lives down the road, so he brought the quad up and he fixed it for us. He tied the quad to the marquee and it worked.
It all sounds fantastic. And Kira, I hope you didn't have a wind warning on the Cliffs of Moher the day of your wedding, did you?
No, we weren't. No, that's not a wind warning, but there should have been a weather warning at least. It was Baltic. It was so cold, actually, in the morning of the wedding. It was snowing, and then it was torrential rain, then it dried up, and just after the whole ceremony on the cliffs, after the wind blowing a gale, it was freezing again, so it started torrential rain just after the wedding. So it was fine. No, it wasn't, it was definitely panic stations in the morning going, snow, really, I'm going to be freezing, but I still was freezing anyway. But no, it was good for the period of time that we needed, so I can't complain too much about the weather, but I'm sure you could possibly see in the documentary how cold it was.
Yeah, and then just a small gathering afterwards, Kira.
Yeah, we only had the basics. Like, I mean, we did strip it down to the bare essentials because of the restrictions in place at the time. So we just went out for a meal in Doolin afterwards in Gus O'Connor's. So, it was fantastic. It really was fantastic. It was, it meant something. It was it was more intimate, and you know, you could relax. It was, you know, the dude say about big weddings, but I'd go for a small wedding any day.
They both sound great, and like, because those big weddings, sure, like, you don't get to talk to everyone, things get out of control. Like, this could start a vogue for the 25 person wedding. And listen, Ciara, fair play, you got in the mention of the pub and Doolin there. Well done. All right, listen, you so people can watch your weddings and other weddings too in My Little Big Day on RTE1 at 9:30 tomorrow night. So thank you very much, Fiona McLaughlin and Ciara Boyle, and we'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.